Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. The Mishnah Yoma continues in Trumal to the fourth parak at the seventh Mishnah, a very famous Mishnah that we've referred to many times. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Truma, Ole Be'echad Umeya. Truma literally goes up, but it means is bottle, becomes bottle in 101. Meaning, if you have 100 Seya of Chulin, of fixed up produce, and one Seya of Truma falls in, that one seya is batel, it's no longer truma, and we say this mixture contains no truma. However, this word ole means goes up, like makes aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. This word ole refers to the fact that we have to take out a seya of this produce and give it to a kohen, not because it's truma, but because we don't want to cause a loss to the kohanim that some of their truma got batel. It's mevotel, it's no longer truma, it's not meduma, is the technical term we used before for a mixture when there's less than 100 chulin and some truma falls in. Rabbi Yeshua Omer b'meya ve'od. He says, if the total is 100 and a little bit more, ve'od zeh, and this a little bit more, ein lo shir. It could be even a tiny bit, what scientists call a bissel. So even if there's 99 and a bissel, and one seya falls in, then it is batel according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer ve'od, he says, this ode, this 99 plus, kav l'meya seya, it's one kav in 100 seya, which is shtut lam dameha, which is 1/6 of the amount that would make it dimua, or 1/6 of a seya. So he's saying if he had 99 and 1/6 seya, and one seya of truma falls in, then it would be batel. Now this is a din derabanan, but the Bar Nura towards the end of this page brings a scriptural asmachta, a source that the rabbis used to craft their din derabanan. And amazingly enough, these are the Mishnah Yomi for Erev Shabbos Korach, and this is at the very end of Parshas Korach, the pasuk he cites about Trumas Meiser. After the whole Korach rebellion, there's a discussion what gifts the Kohanim get, what the Levim get, and there's discussion about Trumas Meiser. There's an enigmatic phrase, Mikol Chelbo et Mikdasho Mimenu. From its fat, its Mikadashizer is from it. So what are you talking about? It's talking about Trumas Meiser, and in the Trumas Meiser can make it Mikadash. So the rabbis understand, the Yerushalmi, they speak out that you started with 100 Seya, and he took the Meiser Rishon out and gave it to the Levi, so that's 10. So he gave 10 to the Levi, and the Levi gives 10% of that as the Trumas Meiser. So there's one Seya now of Trumas Meiser, and that has the din of Truma Gedola. It's given to the Kohen, it has the halachas of Truma Gedola. And so what this pasuk is hinting at, the Mekadshe Mimenu, is that if this one Seya of Trumas Meiser falls back into the original 100 Seya, then this 1 out of 100, really there's 99 left because you've got the one Trumas Meiser out, it will make it Meduma. It will be Mekadeshit to be Meduma and have the din of Truma because there's Truma mixed into this amount. So that's amazingly the source at the end of Korach. So when you hear the Psukim in Beit Knesset, you're going to actually might understand why Hashem wrote these Psukim, not because it's din deraisa, but to give the rabbi something to base this din upon. Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ta'inim Shechorot, Malot Levanot. He says darker figs, there's different varieties of figs. If these black figs were there and white figs fell in of Truma, that works. They're both figs. So the white figs are batel as long as you have the right shear. As long as you have 101 total here, we do say 101, not like Rabbi Yeshua said 99 and a bissel. And the levanot, and if it fell into white figs, if dark figs fell into white figs, malat shechorot. So you see, they all get along, and they work together to be mevatel, because they're all figs at the end of the day. We're all, Baruch Hashem, we're all figs created in the divine image. Igulei deveila, if you had a cake of figs, the igul means round, like a gola, like a wheel. So this round cake of figs, used to dry out figs and squish them together into cakes and cut off slices. Hagedolim mali mitktonim, they come in different sizes, and the big ones will make small ones bottle. If a small fig cake fell into bigger ones, it could still be bottle. Ktanim mali mitgedolim, and small cakes, a bunch of small cakes, if they have enough volume, they will be mevatel or male here, the truma of this of the big one. Haigulin mali mitmalbanim, So the round ones can work to nullify the square ones. And the square ones, amalbanim, molimet egulim, and square ones, the round ones. Apparently, fig cakes could come in different shapes. So they're not just a round cake, they could come in squares. I guess if you're a skilled fig artisan, you could make them into different shapes. Maybe for weddings, they would make fig cakes into the shapes of the chas and challah under a chuppah or something like this. It'd be nice shtick to have fig cakes in different shapes. I think we should bring back that minhag that might have never existed. Like Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Eliezer says, look, they're different figs. You can't say the dark figs mevatel, the light figs. We can't say the square cakes mevatel. The round cakes, they're not the same thing. It's a different thing. We know if we see a square cake and we know it's truma and everything else is a round cake, you can't say that's batel. Rabbi Akiva has a quantum mechanics type solution. Biyadua manafla. If you know exactly what fell, you know it was darker figs, or you know it was a square cake of pressed figs, and malotzoetzo. You can't say it's batel in the round ones. You can't say it's batel in a different type. Kishaino yadua. When you don't know manafla, what kind of figs fell, malotzoetzo, then you can say it's batel. You can rely on the bittel. Shkoyach rabotai, Shabbat shalom.